WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Singer-guitarist Boz Scaggs hasn't released an album in over 6 years and hasn't had a big hit since his 1976 album Silk Degrees. Now he has a new CD called Some Change, and rock critic Ken Tucker says it's really quite a pleasant surprise.
You got my letter, but you must not read your mail. You got my letter, baby, but you must not read your mail. Well, I'm a happy man if I can get to you, and I'm a sad.
It is the fate of most pop stars to become frozen in time. They achieve success with a career-defining hit or series of hits, then do variations on those hits until their popularity fades. For Boz Scaggs, that period of success came in the mid-70s, when songs like Lowdown, Lido, and Dinah Flow made him the ultimate purveyor of blue-eyed soul. As if recognizing this achievement and its limitations, Scaggs pretty much dropped from sight in the 80s, choosing to become a restaurateur in San Francisco. The snap and vigor of Some Change, however, suggests that Scaggs is feeling a hunger to make good music again.
Some change comes down for the better. You feel it move. Then some come round like the weather. You take that in tune. But like some change in your pocket, sometimes it seems to be. I guess it's time to break out a few pesos, 'cause I'm getting to where I like the view. And if you're feeling lucky, you ain't just passing through. You might change some too.
Listening to Some Change, you're reminded that before his 70s success, Scaggs was a hardworking blues guitarist whose 1969 debut featured a scorching collaboration with Duane Allman on Loan Me a Dime. What makes Some Change sound like a fresh collection for the 90s is the way it strips away all the slick mannerisms that Scaggs picked up 20 years ago and replaces them with simple, raw emotions.
There was a howl that night, a howling like they'd never heard before. He cried so loud, oh granddad, almost hit the door. Said, I love this child much as anyone that she ever bore. But I thank the Lord we won't be having any more. Then the baby heard the sweetest sound he'd ever heard. In tones so beautiful, he hung on every word. It was on such a night he learned to fly like a bird.
It's unlikely that Boz Scaggs will again become as popular as he was with Silk Degrees unless he undergoes the same miracle that occurred with Bonnie Raitt and a young audience of millions comes to its senses in appreciation of his skills. But as an unexpectedly fine coda to an honorable career, Some Change glows with a warmth that proves that Boz Scaggs is no frozen pop star.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Boz Scaggs' new album, Some Change.